there, it was honestly, you guys, it was like a breath of fresh air, knowing that I wouldn't have to do those things or engage in that. Did this person speak French? Do they speak English? You know what I mean? It's almost like a nervousness. Yes. And I didn't have to deal with that for 10 years of my life. Now come back here, everything's in French. You're on the metro, they're speaking in French if there's an emergency. You don't know where to run, whether to run or sit, because they're only speaking in French. Just unfairness like that, you know, it drives me nuts with Quebec. And the thing is, Quebec, yes, it can be a better place if we just ease off on this whole language foolishness. You know what I mean?
Hold on. I'm about to play devil's advocate. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to. Because I'll say this. I do think that they take it too far, and it gets a lot, it gets all kinds of crazy. Like, there's a whole police for language, and y'all doing too much, because this whole language police for the whole of Quebec, you guys are talking about a concentration in Montreal as an issue, because quite honestly, as soon as you get out of the greater Montreal, it's français en français en français. So, and even within greater, like, you know, if I'm in Montreal Nord and stuff like that, it's still all French. So it is a hyper target, I will say that. But I will say this as well. Montreal is officially a French province within Canada.
Yes.
The only bilingual province within Canada is New Brunswick. And what I'll say is to this, there's a difference with those who, you know, who immigrated here 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And, you know, there was a whole movement to have them come here and come work and all these things. I get that. But I do also speak to some people, and I had spoken to a consultant one time, and he said that, oh, he was just putting his kids in English because they don't really need French. And I said, okay, but you guys live in Montreal. Your kids are growing up in Montreal, and the intention is for them to live in Montreal as well. And so I had said that you're setting them up for failure, or not failure, excuse me. You're setting them up for things to be more difficult than they need be. And if you were to go anywhere else around the world, like I can't see myself like going to Japan and just saying, well, hey guys, like I speak English, so you guys got to deal with it from there. Like, you have to put in your efforts to learn what you need to do. I'm not saying you got to be fluently bilingual, you got to do that, but you can't be mad at them saying, hey, can you make some effort to speak the language if you're going to choose to decide to live in a French province? Because officially they are a French province. So that was my devil's advocate hat. I'm just saying that it's especially when you want to say, well, and take it from my dad. My dad's like, well, I'm out of here, because he's just like, I have no interest in learning French. Right. And it wasn't his choice to come here. You know, like he came here when he was younger, and his other siblings learned French as well. Some of his other siblings learned French. He's like, nah, I'm not with it. And he left for Ontario, but which is his right. But if he would have stayed here, he would have had to make some efforts to learn the language. And that's just what it is.
I just think it's just a terrible thing, because this French is not used anywhere else in the world. So I can understand if they're saying, yeah, you have to learn Parisian French because this is French. This is not even French we're speaking. And so it troubles me that within this country, because going to China is the country. So you're going to have to learn how to say some little things. Nail ma, shishi. You're going to learn how to say some things in Chinese to get by. Mm-hmm. However, their people, because they want our money, they're a whole lot more accommodating than Quebecois. Because you go into a store here and you're a tourist and you don't speak French, you might not get served. Exactly. And it is a terrible thing here that they use it to be nasty to people. And that's the problem for me, that you're force feeding it because you feel like you can. That's the problem. This is not extreme French.
Those are extremists, because I went to Quebec City, and I know that I went to Quebec City one time in my whole lifetime with my mom and my sister. And going into the store, we were talking English together. And as soon as we got in, we spoke to the clerk, we spoke to them in French. And that woman was just like, nope, I heard you guys speaking English. I will serve you in English. Like, I had easier time getting serviced in English in Quebec City than I do in Montreal. And so that I think the problem is it's that there's a group of extremists who make you feel that way. But again, like I said, my thing is
you also may be getting it a little bit easier because you might be the, you know, the right complexion for the persuasion. So that's another thing too, because I can tell you it's not the same when
it's not the same for me. I'll tell you guys that right now. Say, it is not
I don't
the same
speak
for me.
French. The right. man told me in Five Guys, oh well, wait, qu'est-ce que tu veux que je fasse?
Exactly.
Yes, but y'all know my family's still black. I still walk around with my family and they still black. Pharaoh's not fair skinned, and we go around and, you know, his French is a little broken, and he still does what he can. And like, I mean, yes, I may have came out the complexion I did, but I still walk around with a blackity black family. Like, I'm blackity black me, and I don't hide my blackness for nothing. Right. So, you know,
I think it depends on who, where, you know, some people are more ignorant than others as well, right? Some
but here it's a thing. Here it's definitely a thing. Here
it sure is.
I see it. I have some homegirls that are actually fluent in French, but they are English and they're actually prominent women. But when they go places, they speak English.
Okay.
When the people start it up and start giving them the business, you should see the reaction that they have, that they get from them. It's not good. And me, they're looking at me like, oh yeah, man. But if I'm not with them, they treat me like that too. So it's something to, I've noticed. And if you're dark skinned here and you don't speak French, oh, they really giving you the riot act. It's really a problem. And it's I hate to see it. It's like, are you serious right now? I really think that it has a lot less to do about language and a lot more to do about race and status.
And that is
xenophobia. It's racism, it's xenophobia. But
absolutely.
Quebec has that ingrained through and through. And it's not, it's like, yes, any immigrant has that issue in Quebec.
100%.
And mainly a lot in Montreal. But you know what?
Yes.
Ladies, I think we have so much to cover. We really holding on a little too much on these.
I'm just going on to the next one. Because we got to. Are you guys involved? Are you guys invested in any stocks, bonds, trading, Bitcoin, anything of that nature?
I got some Bitcoin.
Okay, you gotta get where the money resides, because GameStop stock dropped, but Reddit still hopes to send it to the moon. So what happens is Wall Street's big bets against GameStop were upended when Reddit traders bet on the company's success instead. Now shares are swinging like crazy. So everybody who invested is getting big, big money on that. And I'm like, okay, GameStop, huh? May need to do that. Well, did you guys hear about that story? What are the thoughts and the feedbacks on that?
I heard it in passing, and how they tried to block the sale of the stock, and it was like something really mucky going on, and like, yeah, I heard there's other businesses trying to buy into it. So if you in the know with the stocks, I'm not that savvy. I'm trying to work on that. It's definitely hot in these streets right now.
Oh yeah, the stocks are hot in these streets. And you do the big ones too, like McDonald's, Uber, Tim Hortons. Get on Wealth Simple. That's where you start. You invest a little bit of money and then you go from there. There's a lot of videos and trading on YouTube where you can get involved in that. And then after, make some serious coin. And you keep upping your money. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you don't, because stocks, of course, as you guys know, it is up and down. But I suggest everybody watch some YouTube videos and start with Wealth Simple for sure. Queen Kaya, what's your thoughts on that? You said that you have Bitcoin.
Yeah, I got a little Bitcoin, and I got some friends of mine, their children are into Forex now.
Yes.
So this is something that I'm looking into. I know a young lady who is traveling the world right now off of Forex. And you know? I have to say that that might be one of the best things to do this year, is to get you some stocks in Apple, Nike. I said, you know what, if I had the money to do what I wanted to do a couple months ago when it was happening, I would have invested in Nike, because for a while, Nike had slowed down with the production. I don't know if you remember this when COVID first came out, and I said, you know what happened? I'm telling you what's happening. They're having a problem right now with China, right? Because it's hard to get the stuff. Mm-hmm. I said, when this opens back up again, they're going to launch something that is so crazy that you're going to wish that you invested in Nike stock.
Right.
Lord, I wish I would have listened to my own self and took my own foolish advice, because do you see this new shoe that Nike came out with for handicapped people, that you don't have to touch the shoe
at all? You just put your foot right in and it just slips up. Done. You're done. You're ready to go. Mm-hmm. I seen it.
This shoe is the revolution. This is part of the revolution. This is the evolution of shoes and part of the revolution. But we should have invested in Nike. Nike is the money pit right now. Mm-hmm. They doing some stuff that is unheard of.
It sure is. But you know what? said, Kaya, it's never too late because we know Nike's going to come out with something else or some other shoe companies. So those are the ones to watch because now it's at a point of competition. You know, when one person comes out with something, everybody else, every other company needs to compete against Nike now. So look at the other shoe places as well. You know, Adidas may be coming out with one. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Watch out for the other shoe places too. That would be my thing. Yes, invest in Nike, but keep your eye on the rest because you just never know, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Next one is, unfortunately, this is another unfortunate story. A Rochester police officer's handcuff and pepper spray a 9-year-old girl after call of family trouble. Police officers in Rochester, New York, handcuffed and pepper sprayed a 9-year-old girl while responding to what a police officer called a report of family trouble in an incident sharply criticized by city officials. Unfortunately, there is a video surfacing of this happening. I don't know if you guys were able to sit through it. I was not. I have seen this report way too many times for it to be normal. It's not normal to me. It really upset me. So I'm just going to let you guys talk about it because it doesn't sit right in my spirit. I don't like it. I can't stand it.
So I believe this happened Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And here's another prime example of Black people not being viewed as human. They said that they pepper sprayed the 9-year-old girl and that she didn't take to it. Like she like it didn't have any effect on her. Right. And so this image that they put on us, when you look at slavery and stuff like that, and they make us look like these beasts and we're just these animalistic humans who have animal strength. And that's why we're supposed to be there for the fields and stuff. They always act like we have these beast-like superpowers. So the force that they put on us, the way that they treat us, it has to be with this restraint and this level of abuse, because this is what it was. It was abuse. And you're doing this, you know, she's a 9-year-old and the girl's crying out saying she wants her father. How did you have this child in custody? How are you trying to arrest this child and her parents aren't there? That's a radio problem.
Being arrested, they said that she had hinted at being suicidal and they were trying to take her to like a respite, an institution until she calmed down and got herself together. However, the force that they used was like a criminal, so that we didn't understand what we were seeing because they were supposed to be there to help this child. They said she also hinted at killing her mother. Once they called her mother and her mother was on the way, her and her mother began to argue. And then she started saying, not my mother, my father, because her mother was down with having them take her away. And maybe they have a tumultuous relationship, so the mother wasn't really listening to her. But they were supposed to be there to help. How do you end up pepper spraying a child and you were supposed to be there to help her and she's 9? And he says, and you can hear the officer say, you might as well just spray her at this point. And so the officer,
and they said, you're acting like a child. And then she's like, I am a child. Like, are you guys kidding me?
Yes, she did. She sure did. And so the officer says, you might as well spray her at this point. And so the lady officer that's struggling with her goes to reach for her pepper spray, but can't get it out in time. And he says her name, Drea, and she turns around and look, and he sprays her in the face. And you hear her start screaming.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. They're suspended now, right? So the 3 officers are one suspended and 2 are on leave. And I think this is what came out on Wednesday yesterday. But when the story broke on Tuesday, they were saying, well, you know, it's like, yes, this looks bad, but this is not as easy. This is not like TV where, you know, people just put their hands out to get handcuffed and stuff. You know, like, you got to look at this. It was a difficult situation. You're talking about 3 grown adult police officers. You're telling me they could not take hold of the situation with a 9-year-old girl. I don't believe you. You need more people. The camera's saying you's a liar. And I had enough.
I've had enough too, to be honest. I don't know what it's gonna take to stop this foolishness, but geez. Anyways.
I know what it's gonna take. I say it on air.
Without cussing, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you something. The Bible says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
that that's really what needs to start happening. If you take one of mine, I'll take one of yours. If you hurt one of mine, I hurt one of yours. And I think that should be the law. And I think that's going to make people start thinking about what they're doing on a daily basis. If you do mine, I get to do yours too. And I think that's something that we need to start looking at, because we done put all this man-made law in order, and God's law is not standing right now. And this is why it's looking like it's looking. We need to make sure that the people understand this is equal opportunity for everybody. If you do mine, I'll do yours.
I am with it. Moving right along. I'm sure all of us watched Saved by the Bell, correct?
Yep.
So Dustin Diamond, best known for playing Screech on NBC Saved by the Bell, passed away following a battle with stage 4 lung cancer. He was actually 44 years old. I wasn't expecting that when I heard it. When I saw his face, you know, sometimes you're looking through your social media feed and you see the face of this person and you're like, okay, what's going on? When I read that, I wasn't expecting that. It took me by surprise. However, I just got to say, rest in peace. Cancer is just, woo, like they say, F cancer. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
F cancer. Yep. That's
it
not
knows no age. It knows no race. It knows no creed. Cancer gets you no matter who you are.
Exactly. It does. And it sucks. We're going to move on to the next one. Black Panther spinoff coming to Disney. How you guys feeling about that?
I'm here for the representation. I mean, I'm never going to say no to that as long as it's represented, right? But so far, the Black Panther chapter has been well represented. So I'm here for it.
Right. It says Black Panther is getting a Kingdom of Wakanda tie-in series on Disney Plus. So that should be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to it. When you guys went to go see Black Panther, was your theater full? Because mine was completely all melanated folk. And I was so happy.
Yep. And I had my African wax print on. Well, I only had the head wrap, but we were in there looking good.
Feeling good, looking good, Kaya.
Yeah, definitely. It was sold out, huge crowd. And I think, you know what, we ended up having to wait for our second show when we showed up because it was first.
Yes, and the OFC rented out the theater for it too. So I actually went and watched it twice, to be honest. Hey, I was here to get my money, but yes, the OFC did rent out the theater for the premiere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is good. That is good. I'm going to skip over the next story and head to Mr. LeBron James, who had a heckler that got kicked out of the game. She stood up, she started cussing and all this kind of stuff because apparently she said that LeBron had said something to her husband and she stood up to defend her husband. Upon looking at her social media, it looks like she was just looking for some type of clout or some recognition. Did you guys see this? What are your thoughts?
I did. I have no comment because she's gotten way too much attention than she needs to be. She don't even watch basketball. This wasn't a fan. She's a loser. I'm out. Like, I'm done with her. Over.
Queen Kaya.
Courtside Karen.
Hey! Courtside Karen at her finest. And my girl went and made an Instagram video. She made a Facebook video. She made all kinds of videos about this stuff. And it's like, ma'am, could you please exit for real? I mean, he kind of made it seem like he didn't care. He didn't felt like she needed to be kicked out. But for me, I felt like she needed to be kicked out because she was so irrelevant, 100%.
My issue that I felt like they probably should have let her stay. Mm-hmm. She said some things to him. He called her the B word. I think she should have been allowed to stay because it made for amazing press. And right now, the NBA could get all of the press. They could use all the press that they can get because they're just starting to fill the stands again. And they need that. They need that little oomph. And I think that it was staged.
I hear. You think it was staged from an entertainment standpoint?
Yeah, it definitely smelled like something else to me.
Really?
The way that her and her friend were dressed was...
They were dressed over the top like they were going to a gala.
Yeah, but that's what they do, though. If you have courtside seats, if you're in the courtside seats and if you're in the family, like, space and area, because, like, I've been in those spaces because of friends and family, like, because of my family. I've seen some girl... I literally was watching a row of chicks on their phone with their hair did, wearing heels. I'm like, did y'all come to watch basketball? Y'all trying to just catch a bag somewhere? It's a no for me. No, they do that. They get dolled up like it's the club. it don't make no kind of sense.
I like the eye opener that I received that it was staged from Queen Kaya. But you know what? You never know. Speaking on entertainment, we're gonna move on to our last story of the headlines this morning. T.I. accusations, T.I. and Tiny. Kaya, I'm actually going to start with you on this one because you are the entertainment queen around these parts. So did you hear it? And what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that was actually going to be part of my segment today.
Literally, good morning. I'm like...
Pharaoh, are you
joining
are you
us?
Are you bombing our show?
I didn't know who was there, but okay. Kaya, you know what? Talk about it regardless, because we did your entertainment.
Yes, I'm just gonna plug it for the segment because I usually am a very big supporter of T.I. and Tiny. I love the family dynamics that I usually see them represent. But two things struck me about them this week. So one lady from Glam University, who I knew them to be very close with in the industry, says that T.I. pulled a gun on her.
Right, I saw that.
And they countered it saying that, well, what was the date that this happened? Because when she said it happened, a couple of months later or a couple of weeks later, her two sons are pictured with T.I. going to his boxing camp.
Mm-hmm.
However, when that didn't sink them, something else happened. Now, they posted a bunch of screenshots of a woman who was taking testimonials from people that apparently or allegedly,
yeah,
Tiny have gotten together and date raped these girls. Okay. And the accounts are all gruesome.
Yeah.
They are gruesome. That. But one of the things that I can say about this, and I'm going to go back because you guys know I'm on a social media thing like this. The Real Housewives of Atlanta had a lady on there by the name of Phaedra Parks. And Phaedra Parks is a lawyer, a Hollywood lawyer, an entertainment lawyer. And she said during some of the first seasons that she's not going to spill the tea, but there's rumors that an old member of Escape and her husband are out there date raping girls in Hollywood. Oh. Now, while they were on the show, they assumed that it was Candy and Todd, and Portia even got involved at one time and tried to say that she thought that Todd and Candy tried to date rape her, but she didn't realize that the people that Portia was talking about was Tiny and T.I., not Candy and Todd. And so now they tried to run this like smear campaign against Candy, but they didn't realize who it was. And apparently it Tiny and T.I. they were talking about.
And for me, it's like not 36 people are lying. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are like they're saying allegedly, and I know we have to say that too because we're in media as well. However, when you go over these accounts, it's like, and you read what these ladies are saying, wow, not 36 people are lying in my eyes. I don't think so. And I heard Phaedra say that, Kaya. I heard her, and I was like, what? I didn't catch at the moment. But now that this is all exposed, I'm like, oh, wow, what a thing, man. What a thing.
I'm going to say this to that. And yes, Phaedra did, but Phaedra did try to act like it was Candy, and she did try to do that for a storyline. But I do believe where there's smoke, there's fire. If that fire is about their lifestyle and whether or not they have, you know, sex parties and stuff like that, you know, to each their own. If that's their marriage and that's how they handle it, that's their business. If you feel like you need to coerce people into doing drugs to have to do that, that's a whole other situation. The only thing that I'm thinking is problematic in this storyline is when you go on social media and say, hey, this is what happened to me, and did it happen to anyone else? And then they started getting floods of stories from a bunch of different people saying like, oh yeah, me too, and this was my story. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. That was the exact same thing that happened to me. But the thing is, if you put out your story like that in this world of trolling and clout chasing, people are going to read that and they're going to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to say the same thing, except my hair wasn't red, it was blue. And then what happens is that you start flooding with all these stories and you have to vet through it because not everyone was vetted. And that's what's unfortunate. So if there is, again, like we have to say allegedly, so if there are real victims to this, I believe that they're being flushed out with a lot of people who are clout chasing. And I think we have to be very careful about how we take in headlines and how we do these things and not go into cancel culture and not go into, playing judge and jury. And I think they need to vet all these women from this account and get that. And I'm like, I love T.I.'s music and all that. I do think that he does show a lot of toxic masculinity traits, and he has like throughout the year. So like I'm hot and cold with him as a person. I also want to be careful not to go vilify him because of all of this without verifying where the stories are coming from, because on both ends it's a little shaky on both ends, and we have to be careful because women out there, you got to, if you're saying something, make sure it's true, because I think there's another thing to speak about when women wrongfully accuse men or other women of doing certain things and it not being true. And I'm saying this from what a lot of white women did to black men, historically speaking. Black women out there, make sure that your stories are what they are, because otherwise you're making it worse for the women who will actually go through these things. Just saying.
Amen. All right, sisters. On that note, since we spoke a lot about the headlines, I'm going to give us a little bit of a musical break from DJ Bobby Payne once again, and then we're going to come back with Queen Gina and this week's affirmations and more empowering stuff. Stay tuned, everybody.
That's right. This is DJ Bobby Payne. We're taking a little musical break. We're starting off with MCD Solo.
A little bit of motion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean, cause the wave too rough. And girl, a little bit of motion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Sip of the potion that we singing now. Oh my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie.
The way you're moving your waistline.
Oh my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie.
Baby.
Oh, girl, I cannot wait to dance with you on the floor. Oh, love the way you're moving it back and forth.
I love how you whine it.
I'm trying to get behind it. You get me excited. You know how I like it. Give me the dance now, bust it.
No time for discussions.
Back against the wall. Why you give me your all? Yeah, I'm working all week, so you know you deserve it. Wine with a purpose, girl, put your work in. Yeah, as she dropped down low. Watch her pick it up slow, yeah. Oh my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie.
The way I'm moving your waistline.
Oh my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
Kind of girl to make me feel warm and comfortable. Wrap me up like a sheet, tape on a bed. Give me shivers like a brain freezing me head. And girl, I wonder where you get that formula. The way you slow wine, girl, you make me come over. And I want you to whine and hold me tight. I want you stay for the rest of the night. Girl, I wanna slow wine on ya. I wanna move, you make me groovy like so. Slow wine on ya. I wanna feel you, yeah. Slow wine on ya. Come on, let me hug up the bumper, na-na. Slow wine on ya. Yeah. Darling, I care for you.
Yeah.
More than my own self. Darling, I share with you all goodness and well. We can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah, we can have that one thing, or we can have everything if our hearts are true.
Yeah,
girl, slow down, girl, let me love you. To know you.
Baby, I've been fantasizing. Just looking in your eyes, you know I'm looking for more. And you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how it feels. Love it when we slowly sway. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move. The way we move, yeah. We can have every night, yeah. We can have every day. Ooh, I want you to. I need you.
The sights and the sounds, they surround me and you. Tell me that you need me to love you, know you, feel you. So I say, why are you in front of me? Can I just move around? Why are your hands so cold and lonely? Why do I need help from you? I never asked for this. Can I just keep my bliss and go my own way?
So much for rocking with my little musical break.
You think I'm staying, but
we're getting back to the Empower Hour right now. Yeah, that's right.
You think I love you, but I don't.
That's right. Come on. Thank you.
Thank you, DJ Bobby Payne. We do appreciate you and the musical vibes. We were having a dance party behind the scenes. Wine in, bogo in, butterfly, everything you could possibly think about behind the scenes. So we thank you very much, DJ Bobby Payne, for that musical break. Queen Tina, it is your time for this week's affirmations and goals. And then we're going to shout out some female businesses. So you start, Queen.
It is my time, and we're doing it a little different this week, given that it's the Woman Empowerment Empower Hour. Instead of an affirmation, with the passing of Cicely Tyson, it made me think of Maya Angelou. And I went and digged up her book of poems that I have, which is something I read a lot. Like, I went through and I saw all my little bunny ears on some of these poems, and I thought I would read one of hers out. It is one of the more known ones. It's not Phenomenal Woman. I think we all know that one and we all got that memorized, but I wanted to read that out, and then we'll jump right into highlighting some of our Black women businesses in the Montreal area. So today, this morning for you guys, I'll be reading Still I Rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter and twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, because I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into the daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. There was a lot to choose from.
Very fitting.
It was, I think it was important for me to read that one just because it's in line. You know, we're really on the energies these past few episodes, because with Naya Ali coming on and having her song Air Ali, talking about the rising from that, talking about the hard work that a Black woman puts within herself and continuously rising from that, I thought that it was just the right message to share with the people.
Amen, amen. That was great, and thank you for that. We're gonna move right along to all the females in the city shouting out the Black female-ran businesses in Montreal and entrepreneurs. But before we do that, I just wanted to give you both a shout out. I want to say I love you guys. I'm empowered by you guys. You guys inspire me. You guys are amazing. So I want to shout you two out first, because I know you guys have been doing this before me. And thanks for welcoming me to, you know, the Empower Hour. Thanks for supporting me. Thanks for teaching me things. And I appreciate you guys. I wanted to shout you guys out first.
Tris, wow. All love, and I only got 2 weeks on you. Don't worry. We knew these together.
Okay. Still though, it's still a welcoming environment, because, you know, sometimes working with so much estrogen in women, it could be very hard. And I never felt that way with any of you guys. I feel like I've learned a lot. I said that to you guys when we broke bread for the first time too. I said that I felt like I learned a lot from you guys. And every week I look forward to this because I keep on learning more. So Kaya with the music, I just love your bravery, sis. I love everything about that. You know, Bad Gal, when I heard and I was like, okay, that's me, you know what I'm saying? And we have our moments behind the scenes, and, you know, G, you teach me a lot, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you correct me, and I'm like, yes, that's what I need. So I do appreciate you guys very, very much. I wanted to say that first before we got started.
Oh, man, that's amazing, and I'm flattered. I'm completely flattered by your words. I truly am, and I'm humbled, and I thank you for that. And I'm learning from you guys. I'm starting over again. I've been doing this for a long time, but I'm starting over again from scratch. I forgot a lot of stuff about myself. Mm-hmm. So I thank you guys for allowing me to be what I am too right now, and allowing me to go through my little nicks and cuts and stuff, and go through the stuff, the bumps and stuff, because I know not easy. So I thank you guys for being understanding, and I love you guys. I appreciate you, and thank you for being strong women and good examples. Thank you for always just doing the right thing. That's why I say I'm the thorn in the cap here. So you guys,
we're all learning. Love you too, sis. Listen, love you guys too. You guys
shout out for giving the flowers while we're still here. I appreciate you guys 100%. Yes, we're getting in our kumbaya moment this morning, and I'm here for it, because you know what? We don't give each other our flowers enough. And I commend you for being real women, because real women know that we are not in competition with each other. We are here to uplift each other. So, you know, shout out to that. And it's a very important lesson to learn. We are stronger together than we are apart. Being apart is a ploy that was put onto us, because together we rise, baby.
Amen. I love that. Amen. So on that note, that's right. So on that note, let's get started.
Ladies first.
Yeah. Hey. I should have played today.
Right. This is ladies' night. I'm sorry. Okay, let's get it.
My head just now. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, this is like, this is
it's you like a church moment. It's like a church moment.
It was. It was religious.
That was a religious moment, right?
Y'all, you feel like stop playing with me.
Oh, I love y'all. I love y'all. All right, go, okay. Good ladies. Let's start shouting out the Montreal entrepreneurs, the queens who are doing their thing. Queen Gina, we start with you.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you guys a couple. I'm going to let the ladies share on there as well. But we'd like to give a shout out to, as intended, All Natural, Natural Product Skin Cares. Shout out. Shout out to Gilgal Beauty Supply, Melanated Hair Stores and Beauty Supply Stores. Go support our own people, selling to our own people products for our own people. Keithy Antoine, AKA DJ Lady Special K and owner of Espace Urbain. DJ Lady Oracle, DJ and host of The Limelight on CJLO 1690 FM. DJ Peaches, Spence Creation, fashion designer. Maya Johnson, Latoya John, author of children's books. Who else we got? Who else we got, Kaya?
So we got soul.minerals514 on Instagram for all your sea moss and healthcare stuff. Excellent. We have merch by Carly Rock on Instagram. We have Kitaro Blooming Oils on Instagram. Hit these ladies up. Flaws of Couture.
Yay.
Out in Toronto, hit her up. She got the merch for you. Yeah, we got a bunch of others. We have a couple of younger ladies who are coming up, like under 25 years old. Nice. Honey Sparkle. Honey Sparkle has a bunch of, she has candles. She has all of your aesthetic need products. Hit her up. She got it. She got it. Who else we got?
Who else we got, Miss Trish?
We have Lady Mai Mel, the author of the trilogy that was on our show around Christmas time for the Diaspora Lakai. Doyen, Hair Wigs, Luxurious Mane, Hair Wigs, Nandi Cox, makeup artist, Shanique Heaven Sent, makeup artist, Alisa Brian Baines, former reporter on Global TV, Guirlaine Alliance, transformation self-love coach, Gabriella Garbeau from Librairie Racine. She was also highlighted on CBC's Ones to Watch Out For recently. The beautiful ladies of West Can, beautiful ladies of West Can. Jennifer Fist MA from Boutique NWA, Vanessa Pierre.
Boutique Noir. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Noir. Noir. It's
NWA. It's oh, sorry. I thought it was okay. I read it like the rap group. I read it like the rap group. I'm so sorry.
It's a Creole word for black.
I read it like the rap. Noir. The rap. Easy and them. Okay. Vanessa Pierre MUA specialized in melanated skin. Steph Odia, hairstylist, opening her front store salon. That is great for her because February 9th is Aether's coming up, sorry. Lori, hairdresser, Lori Eva Clothing Boutique. Naomi K, located in the Greater Toronto area, but comes out to Montreal to offer eyelash and full aesthetic services. Vanessa Van Call, mobile spa and microblading. Christelle Guillard, Kriku and Kuyed Fashion and Sewing Workshop, offering imported African wax printed masks, and Kemba Mitchell from West Island Community Center, who has also been highlighted lately, and she'll be having an event. I believe it is on February 12th. We can also plug that on our page. Yes. Those are some of the queens doing big things in the city of Montreal, and I'm proud of everybody. I'm honestly proud of every. Kaya, did you have any more to add to the list?
Lots. Montreal Mink for your eyelashes. Fabulash Montreal. Okay. For your individual lash. I call them one ones. My gosh.
Just want to highlight too for Alicia. Oh, I'm sorry, Kaya. I'm sorry.
No, please go ahead, babe.
For Alicia Brian Baines, the former reporter of Global Mail, she's really also been a like a spiritual guide as well. So shout out to her in her new walk of life after retiring from Global TV. And I'm gonna do a little shameless highlight because I'm very proud of Naomi K. They're three of my sisters who really got together and brought their love of makeup and aesthetics and doing those eyelashes, created their eyelash line. and are just really building on their capabilities. She's just so Nara just got certified for vampire facials and stuff like that too, so I'm very proud of them, so I want to highlight them. And I'm also going to do a special shout out to Vanessa Pierre, who's also my bestie. They're my bestie, and my own personal makeup artist, and she's doing big things too. Eventually we'll have her come on, because she's doing a lot of she's really growing her business in terms of doing makeup on sets and stuff. We talked about Connaissance Azul. She's done a couple of things with them too, so shout out to her. And Steph Lodia too. I'm so glad these stores are opening back. I know that she went back home to the Congo to get her mental health back to where it needs to be, you know, with all these breakdowns and stuff, and you know, get the energy back from home. So I can't wait till she comes back, because I need to burn my hair, okay?
Yeah,
I'm waiting. Like
that. Amen. I need that. Give a quick shout out to Nude Lavender on Instagram. I really want to shout them out because, you know what? New brands coming out, they don't usually promote other people. I see them using their platform to promote other Black businesses at the same time. Like, they understand that their light is not going to be dimmed by lighting someone else's fire. So I love them. So go check them out. But I really like them because they have a candle that just goes with my theme. And I just feel like it is what it is. You know, I hate that they made these negative terms to make us stop being the strong women that we are. But right, they got a candle and a body oil called Gold Digger. Get you some.
Okay, I like that.
I like them. Check them out. I got a little order that I placed with them also. So check them out.
That is very dope. I'm just gonna jump in quickly to a current event as we're talking about social media that's happening later on today at 3 p.m. So today on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. there is going to be a virtual event called Level Up Your Instagram Game with a female named Nana A, who is the founder of Every Stylish Girl. So this event will touch on establishing a strong presence online and marketing your brand on a solo venture. The event is free, and if you're interested, we will put the link on our Facebook page, because those kind of things are needed. You know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out here on Instagram and they don't know how to navigate. So if you guys, the audience, are interested in attending that, we are going to plug that for you so you can actually hop on. I'm going to get into coffee conversations because we only have like about 10 minutes left. Kaya, do you want us to play your track before I do that?
We can definitely play Bad Gal. It doesn't have a bunch of cuss words and stuff like that in it. So I think
it doesn't have a bunch of cuss words and stuff like that. Okay. You know what? I will have to close with that if you don't mind, because we are going to jump in to coffee conversations. But coffee conversations is more about the theme of our show today, about empowering women. And I just want to say that as someone who is empowered, like I said, by you guys and many others, it's always good to basically do your part as well. So when I say empowering other women, and you see how we just shouted out the businesses, what's important is, it's not a drink up if you do today. And what I'm just saying is, what's important is sharing other people's stuff, like we just said, you know, liking. It doesn't have to go too far. Sometimes we don't have the money to support, but you can like, you can share, you can comment, you know, you can do things like that. You know what I mean? And if you are buying, you do buy. You don't ask for a discount. You know, those are things that we do, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that a little goes a long way. So that's something that I learned on my journey. You know, I try to like and share as much as possible. And in this topic of conversation, what have you guys learned about empowering other women?
Trish, you triggered something to me, because I want to, like, here's the thing, Black people. Do you go into Walmart and start asking them, being like, hey, can I get this discount? You know, like, you, for your people, when you want to support your people, pay full price and become a patron. And you know what? You might just get that discount without having to ask it. Like, start by supporting and stop exploiting. Start supporting people, please.
Right?
Like, they're trying to make it just like everybody else. If you're going to be so quick to give your money to all the big chains and all these things and all the Amazons and all these Fashion Novas and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You know, build within the community first, and give them your $2. Go take your 50% off from all those other big places. Don't exploit our own people. I'm sorry, I don't even know if I answered your question, because that just triggered me. My bad.
No, I just said, what have you learned about, like, empowering? It's okay. You make valid points, and it's okay if you went off a bit. That's totally cool. You know, it's radio. But I asked you, what did you learn? What have you learned in your life and your journey about empowering women? What have you learned?
I think I said it before too. Learning when we learn that we are not in competition, does it make life so much easier? Like yeah. It makes life so much easier because we're taught at a young age. Like, well, I mean, less and less these days, but it's the whole idea of, you know, grow up, get married, have kids, and do all these things, and then we have to fight to try and go get that man, and you know, I know he my man, I know that's you, and you can't tell somebody that you like their hair or their shoes because you know, you're supposed to be in competition with them. We're not in competition. There's more than enough to go around, people. Life is supposed to be lived, not survived. So that's what I learned about empowering oneself within our community, within women.
That's what's up. Queen Kaya?
Well, if you know me, then you know. Some people would call me a feminist, but I don't like the feminist movement. But whatever their definition of it is, I guess I'm that. But I root for the ladies because I feel like I'm just a person who roots for the underdog. And I feel like we always are as the Black women. So I feel like I'm always just rooting for us. And like I said earlier, in order to light someone else's fire, it won't dim your light. So share the love, share the light. I call it the reach back. When you get to a certain spot, well, this, and you know, you guys were saying like, don't ask for discounts from people's businesses and stuff like that. I completely agree with that. But I also do believe in, because there are some people out there, what we fail to realize, that always feel like the customer because maybe they don't have anything that they feel like they can bring to the table. So they're always supporting others' projects and purchasing from other people and stuff, but they're not getting the same reciprocal love back because they really don't have much going on. So I think that we also need to be mindful when shoving our products and stuff and shoving our services down people's throats and stuff, that we understand what we're doing. Because even big companies out there go to Groupon and give people little discounts for supporting their business. So I feel like, yes, because we are small businesses, yes, we want to support them full-fledged, but when people are consistently supporting your business, you might not be able to support them in any kind of real way. Know that there's nothing wrong with kicking back a little bit. There's nothing wrong with giving your most valued customer a free something that you offer, giving them a discount if they bring 15 people to the table and allowing them to get a free hairdo. Some people don't have money, but they're resourceful. So sometimes in business and when it comes to sisters and camaraderie, I think that's what it takes too, because that's how we build each other. Look at B. Simone and her friends. Didn't cost them a dollar. They made $1 million overnight.
Amen.
Working together, supporting each other's stuff, pushing each other's stuff, giving each other free stuff, and building each other. So I think it's just the way sometimes that we look at things, but there's levels to this, y'all. So let's act accordingly with each other and be fair. Because I have a friend that's like that, you know, and she's like, I work a job. But every time I look around, this one got something to sell and this one got something to sell and something to sell, but I don't. And then when they need my help for stuff, because we still friends and stuff like that, they need my help. I do these different things and stuff like that. I don't feel like it's wrong that I should say, let me get a pack of hair. Right. Let me get a something, you know?
Yeah, when you patronize,
you gotta patronize each other. We really do. Yeah. As women, that's important. We don't always want to feel like because we're doing something that, you know, everybody jump on the bandwagon and you don't do anything for others. So we got to kick back. It's important. Amen.
What about you, Trish?
Amen. I've been show with a lot of the empowerment happening, shouting out the queen, speaking to a queen at the top of the show, you know, highlighting you guys on what is happening in the city. We do appreciate you guys for listening. This was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available live, Instagram, Facebook, and in MTL Empower Hour. Oh, hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub Saint.
Tell me who wanna fuck with us. smack in my purses. Not for recoverer, fuck a tummy tuck. Combos with my name keep coming up, and niggas dying to hop in just like it's double dutch. The convo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all gon' drown in this drip, R.I.P. Whitney. Niggas wildin' out, streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey.
Lakewood means rewind, the gunshot means forward.
Now tell me who wanna fuck with us, who's smacking my purses. Not for recoverer, fuck a tummy tuck. Combos with my name keep coming up, and niggas dying to hop in just like it's double dutch. The convo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all gon' drown in this drip, R.I.P. Whitney. Niggas wildin' out, streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey. Yeah, y'all gon' hear my name soon. It's not gon' be the same soon. Yeah, it's gonna be over for you lames who don't even got enough money to live in a shade room. Sharing a nigga according to his check. You got him by his heart, and I got him by his neck. The shoes that he bought me kicked up on his desk. My eyes on your paper like I'm cheating on a test, yeah. Took him from his wife, that's a month, yeah. Then I took the money, that's a sad, yeah. He took me out to eat, cause I'm a fat, yeah. You're not getting it back, cause I'm a fat, yeah. Fat, yeah. Fuck y'all, you're not getting it back cause I'm a fuck y'all. Bagged up work, watching, waiting to exhale. Looking at one theme while my mind is on the next sale. I put dope on the move like express mail. And put powder in the air like a chemtrail. Hustle been in my jeans just like Levi's. Yeah, I'm a queen on a king size. And I don't fuck with cheap guys. My pockets is fat like they deep fried. Finance over romance, I'm about the figures, fam. Yeah, we are not the same bitches, fam. I want the info to the bank, and you can have the info to the Instagram. He got kids on the way, he kept it real. Pays me to keep me quiet, my lips are sealed. If the money come up short, he know the deal. I'm telling wifey at the gender reveal. Bling, bling. Yeah, it's a fat bitch ting. For some head and some bread, you could have this ting. Let my girl score too. I pass this ting. I want bread and some cheese. Sandwich tings. I eat from the night to the morning just like Alonzo. Breakfast for dinner on the menu at McDonald's. Too big to be a snack. And they all know he eat it, then he drink it. I'm a combo. Took him from his wife, that's a month, yo. Then I took the money, that's a side, yo. He took me out to eat, cause I'm a fat, yo. You're not getting it back, cause I'm a fat, yo. Fat, yo. Fat, yo. Fuck yo, you're not getting it back cause I'm a fuck yo.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Stone throwers, forced to go toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow in a war zone with only stones to throw. Stone throwers. Vilified by all sides, vilified for small crimes. Forced to go blow-for-blow in a war zone with only stones to throw. Goliath. We're gonna drink. We're gonna drink. We're gonna drink. We're gonna drink. Hasn't
chain. Same old monopoly, same couple players on all of the property. I ain't a prop, don't get no props to me. My people still don't eat properly. Think we forgot, we was just property. Think we'll be bought again, think that they brought them democracy. I think they brought back them poppies. These my people locked up and chopping. That's hypocrisy, we wasn't thought of. We wasn't brought up and taught, we was set up. That's why we get caught up. Y'all discarded us, put them bars up. Of course we got bars up, we hard cause we hard up. They got them startups and Starbucks. We got a couple of stars, so they turn them to starters. They starve us, can't even drink water. Up north with that Flint water, all in the sink. Cause they sink for the kids on the brink. Y'all went to Harvard and Stanford, think harder for answers. Man, think, we're far below standards. Don't tell me anger won't help us. You told me the cancer would shrink. We need to shrink. We just see boys making bands and sink. Open your eyes, my fam, we all could be gone in a blink. Game hasn't changed, same game of life we play. Maybe I'm only one roll of the dice away from a rose with some ice and some gold on a license plate. We roll a whole life away. I think they gamed us, made us be gamers. They game with the system, they made it to play us. Gave us controllers, we gave no control up. The game wasn't made, so we make it, it's made up. It's war that they're waiting, just look at these wages they pay us. It's pennies, it pays us, they paint us in corners on corners. What can we do, man, we're cornered. I'm lucky I'm stuck in this booth, stuck here all cooped up. People get stuck up for loot, stuck up in bougie. What stuck us in jewelry, they could have stuck up for the youth. Stuck up for justice and truth. Now we can either get loud or just shut up and shoot. Give us a shot. Don't shut us out from the group. You can shut down the nuke. Don't push our buttons and suddenly.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. No boundaries. Feel alive.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.